The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we're giving away a muzzleloader at the end of the month, and our muzzleloader contest is continuing. Our producer, Ron, will be glad when you call in to take your name and number, get you in the contest. And all you got to do after that is go on the air with me. You can say, hi, just want to get in the contest. Happy New Year. Happy hunting. That's it. It doesn't have to be anything extensive. You can certainly ask a question. Tell us your deer story or give us your opinion on whatever's happening in your outdoor world. Let's talk to Stan in Catonsville. Good morning, Stan. How you doing?
I'm a little bit chilly, Mr. Alex.
I can imagine why. 25 degrees out there. Yeah, it's a little nippy, yeah. No question.
Yeah, but the wind is low.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I just wanted to touch back, I think, from last week when I saw that irregular deer.
Yes.
I got stopped Sunday on the scales going out to Frederick.
That sounds like fun.
And they're a good bunch of guys. I don't care what anybody says about them. They got a job to do.
That's right.
And I had to go in to sign the paperwork. The trooper behind the scale desk there, he showed me pictures he took. He said, I think he was in Harford County, and he was bow hunting, and he filmed the one he saw. It had to be 6 to 8 point. Beautiful. He said he didn't have the heart to take it.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
It was beautiful. So we're in the same club together.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear.
I just wanted to jump into the contest again. I'm gonna try to get this big truck moving. I want to get done and home where it's warm.
I don't blame you, buddy. Well, keep the shiny side up, brother. Stay safe out there.
Take care, Mr. Allen.
All right, thanks, Dan. See ya.
All right, man. Bye bye.
Bye bye, Mr. Paul in Ferndale. How are you doing?
Alan, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Not much. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, it has. What's going on with that?
Well, their signs are all gone for now.
The signs are gone?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're out there, but the company that I work for, they got some kind of letter from the state's attorney.
Oh, brother.
Find them and get
I know.
So they cut it way back, and I was like, it's not worth it for me to do it.
No, I hear you. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to be able to make it worthwhile to do what you're doing, you know?
So. Yeah. Natalie got another job, and.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's working at Rural Farms.
Oh, good for her. Good for her. So, all right.
And I was going to tell you, I used my 220 for the first time.
Oh, the Savage 220. Yeah, you're the second guy that's told me about the 220. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I was talking to you about it last year about getting one.
Yeah.
I got one, and I used the Remington AccuTips, and I'm really happy with them.
That's a nice round, no question. Yep.
Clyde is sold out of them. He said Remington is sold out of them.
That doesn't surprise me, but I'll tell you what, your backup, if you should need one, would be your light field. Did you get the 20 gauge?
Yes.
Yeah, the 20 gauge is great. I've been using light fields for 20 some years and been telling people about light fields. It's a big, solid wad of lead. And the Sabot is different than anything that's out there. It's not a bullet shoved down in a plastic sleeve, okay? It's actually a shoe that wraps around the bullet, okay? And it comes apart in two pieces. It doesn't shed off the end. And it imparts that shoe, imparts that spin to that bullet. I mean, I find them extremely accurate. We've tested them for accuracy. Lightfield's a great company. They're in New Jersey. I've stuck with them through... production problems that they've had and so forth, but I've never had a real problem with them taking out a deer. So, I mean, I'm going to stick with the light field.
I'm going to have to look into those.
Yep.
When I went back to Clyde's, I think, I can't remember his name now, Bill.
Yep.
Bill was there, and he had told me that they were sold out. I was like, well, I need something.
Yep.
And he was looking at them, and he gave me, I think, a Federal that was very close. It was same bullet weight.
Yep.
But the velocity was like 50
yep.
per second
well,
off.
Yep. The Remington, yeah, the copper solids are pretty good, too. Yep, the Remington copper solids are pretty good. They'll rival the AccuTip for accuracy and so forth. So,
all right.
Yep.
So. I just passed a little bit ago. I'm on my way hunting one up 83 right to the Pennsylvania line.
Well, good. Enjoy that. There's a lot of nice deer up there. A lot of nice deer in northern Baltimore County.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot moving though. I shot a doe last week.
But. Yeah, we haven't seen too many either. So. Yeah, whatever morning I went hunting to Cecil County, I came by. I didn't even hear a shot, and it may have been the night before I came in, and there was one hanging on the pole that a fella had shot at a big, it was a pretty good sized doe, so,
right.
You know, but, hey, they eat them, you know, and right. That's what I'm trying to do today. I'm trying to, you know, take one for the farm if we can do that, so we'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right, buddy, all right. Appreciate the call.
Yep, Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy. Talk soon.
Tell Robin I said hello.
Oh, she's listening. Thanks, Paul. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Emerson, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I want to thank you for letting me get into the contest.
Oh, you're in there, buddy. Glad to do it.
Okay. And I just want to say a Happy New Year to you. Good hunting.
Yep.
And I'll keep listening for now.
Well, for now. Okay, well, I'm on all year, okay?
Well, yeah. I listen to you every Saturday.
I appreciate that, Emerson.
Yes, sir. It's like a religion.
Well, I don't mean to be the church, and I try not to preach unless something happens that sets me on that course. But it is what it is. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, Emerson. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. See ya.
All right, Alan.
Bye-bye. Hey, holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under and auto-loading shotguns. Save $75 on pump shotguns, center fire rifles, and all rimfire rifles and pistols. Save $50 on center fire pistols. Holiday savings on Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Let's talk to Emmett in Baltimore. Good morning, Emmett. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Alan.
Good.
Hey, Alan, what I wanted to talk to you about was I was talking to the DNR, the Maryland DNR. I was calling in about some things going on in Baltimore County.
Yep.
And he was saying that they're back up to strength. They've been hiring people. I mean, did they get more funding from somewhere? Or?
I don't know about that, and I really should, but I don't know that they did, and they're not up to strength. They needed, they were down over 75 officers. I'm not sure they picked up 75, but there's a new initiative out there for, it's like Crime Stoppers for deer. I mean, you know, for waterfowl or for hunting and fishing violations. There's a new number. There's the Catch a Poacher program's been abandoned. They lost their public information officer. I don't know that they've replaced that person. You're not seeing the police blotter type of things as far as the arrests are concerned, although they're making some cases, but we're just not hearing about it. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to keep a finger on what's going on with that. So, you know, I pride myself on knowing, but on this one, I just don't know. So.
Well, the officer, I had talked to the same officer.
Yeah.
About a year ago, and I took him out to our property, which
right.
is kind of affected by it. And, we met the owner and, told them that anytime they wanted to get parked there, if they needed to.
Right.
But when I called back, for this year, like a couple of days ago, same officer called back. I mean, yeah.
You know, I mean, look, they got a tough job. They're short staffed. They're short of money. You know, their efforts are diverted on the Homeland Security detail and that type of thing. You know, the focus has always been for the last, I don't know, 10 years on, you know, rockfish, crabs and oysters. And, you know, the land based stuff has kind of gone by the boards. Poaching is rampant because people weren't being arrested. The response time was horrible. You know, I'm not bashing these guys. They just have a tough job to do, and they don't have the resources to do them. That's all. So,
well, you did say they were hiring younger officers and things like that. And it sounds like hopefully it's improving for them some.
I hope so. I hope so. Yep. So, all right. Well, very good, Emmett. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya. There he goes. Hey, for almost 10 years, you know, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Let's talk to Lincoln in Kent Island. Good morning, Lincoln. How you doing?
Pretty good, Alan. And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah. My sister's supposed to bring me up some a deer loin today and some beef, some ground deer.
Oh, good.
What makes great spaghetti, man?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Mix it with a little bit of sausage. Oh, my God.
Yeah, mix it with a little sausage. I'll tell you, have you had sick of deer yet, Lincoln?
No, I haven't had sick deer yet.
No.
I'm not really a hunter myself, but my brother-in-law, he hunts for the family, man.
I got it.
Out right now, actually. I don't know if he's listening or not.
Well, maybe he is. What's his name? First name?
His name's Scott.
Hey, Scott. Good luck out there today.
See? he's down outside of Salisbury.
I got it. Yep, I got it. So, well, good.
I was going to say, on the way back from Easton today, just outside Easton, between Easton and Queenstown on northbound lanes.
Very familiar with it, yep.
Four dead ones. One looked like it must have got caught up under the wheels of a tractor.
Oh, car. Boy.
It left a 50-foot mess.
Yep, they do that.
Getting bone left on the side of the
road. I hear you. Yeah, I see that all the time.
And I've seen a couple, you know, that were pretty much all whole.
Yeah.
Laying on the shoulders, but...
Well, I made that run this morning for about, I left Easton at 3 o'clock. So, you know, I made that run already myself. I'm glad I missed that, action. So.
Yeah, I was early this morning, right after, daybreak.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't see anything notable, you know, on my way up. So that had to happen between, you know, 3 and 5. So.
Right. Yeah, they look pretty fresh, especially the mess on the road.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you know, I think last time I told you, I've never seen any deer around the Chester area.
Right.
The Larry's Farms right across the street. They got a sound cannon out there that they use.
Right.
In the summertime, it just sounds like a shotgun going off like every 2 to 3 minutes.
Yep, keeping the deer off the fields. Yep, no question.
Tank cannon. But,
yep, you got it.
That's what I was going to tell you about, and I wish you a happy new year.
Well, I appreciate that, Lincoln. Thank you very much.
You have a great day.
Now, you too, buddy. Thanks. And enjoy that venison. You're going to like it.
Oh, I sure will.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 2nd to the 10th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitions. More than 200 seminars from outdoor pros. Over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Interactive events, your favorite outdoor celebrities, and entertainment for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Lee Bryce, Easton Corbin, and Tyler Farr. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd to the 10th, at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Let's talk to Ron in Sykesville. Good morning, Ron. How you doing?
Ron
in Sykesville.
Nah, this ain't Ron. Hey, have you done anything on Lester Calvin yet or anything?
Say it again?
Have they said anything about Leskin solving yet? They passed away the old...
I don't know the arrangements on Les. I don't know unless Ron knows. Do you know anything about Les's arrangements? There were some arrangements. I guess you would have to call the station during the daytime or maybe just... it's on the 14th? Okay. There's something on the 14th, but that's about all I know. You might want to look on the WCBM.com website.
Okay, Alan. Thank you, buddy.
Sorry about that. Yep. And what's your name?
It's Claude. I was just talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Claude. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Okay, pal.
Bye-bye. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, Alan. I said Les was very entertaining.
He was an entertaining dude, no question about it.
He was.
So,
I've called to enter the contest for one.
Okay.
And I'm going out and split some firewood as soon as it gets light out here.
Well, enjoy that. Get a little exercise.
Make sure everything's ready to go.
You got it.
Put my snowplow on my Jeep, so my day's going to be pretty full.
You're going to be busy. Good for you.
We are calling for a hell of a storm coming up from North Carolina, Virginia.
That's what I'm hearing.
Six to 12 inches.
Wow, that's not good.
Nope.
All right.
They already had pictures of people making a run on getting snow shovels.
Well, it's December. All right, buddy.
All right. Alan,
enjoy it.
And have a Merry Christmas, you and Robin.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Your operator. Okay. Having fun here. Yes, indeed. The come hell or high water, the hump is back. You may notice a family resemblance, but let's get one thing straight. This ain't your grandpa's Auto 5. In fact, the iconic humpback-shaped receiver is the only thing the new Browning Auto Loader shares with its legendary namesake. The new, all-new Browning A5 is built to be the most reliable, fastest cycling, and best-performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated, yes, recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Browning is so confident in the A5, they're standing behind it with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee that a shotgun will work come hell or high water. Check out the Browning A5 auto loader at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. And then Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Let me tell you about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. Just cross the bridge. 39B is not far down the street. Just keep your eye on the big signs overhead. 39B, boom, right there it is. You'll see the sign. You'll see the roadside before you get to the exit. Crossbows, great Christmas present. Excalibur, 10-point, Carbon Express, Mission, Barnett, and Raven, R-A-V-I-N. That's the one you want to take a look at. If they're looking for apparel, they've got the Banded Camo, which is a great new brand out there. Scentlock for the deer hunters. The Rambo Bikes. If you want to spend a lot of money and buy me a Rambo bike so I can get back in the woods, I'd be grateful for that one. A Rambo, great electric bike, a great hunting vehicle for you. Firearms and ammunition from Remington and Choppa and others. Loaders and accessories from Thompson Center and CVA, our sponsors right here. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Bubba Blade knives, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Decoys and steel shot and gear and camo, all for waterfowl, hips, boots, and waders, and everything else you need for the waterfowl hunting. And once you're successful, take those ducks and geese in there, and they will offer you waterfowl picking services, picking, plucking, breasting, and whatever you need done. They'll take care of it for you right there on site. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
He said, I'll love you till I die.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
As the years went slowly by, she still prayed upon his mind.
All right, let's talk to Captain Don and Tony. And where are you, Don?
I'm in Stony Beach.
Stony Beach. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. What's up, buddy?
I was going to open with a song.
Okay.
I can't compete with George Jones, so I'll let it go maybe next week if I get a chance to call in.
Ah, I gotcha.
Well, I called to enter the contest and to say hi.
You're in. Thank you.
I'm back in my favorite early morning coffee drinking spot, which is an area where the deer have kind of been pushed
right
from the surrounding development. So they're in this area and it's pretty thick. And just this coming back here, I saw several deer going across the road.
Well, they're out there. I mean, we haven't, harvest was down, I think, something like 30% the first day, you know, first weekend, you know, and the weather hasn't been that good. I mean, I think we've had, they checked in like 10,000, and last year was 13,000, you know, the first weekend. And the Sunday actually made up for the weekend more so than the Saturday. Saturday, you know, the first Saturday was very rainy and so forth. Now, of course, we're at the end now, 2 weeks later, so, and I don't have the numbers for that yet, but we will.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Hey, your producer asked me what was I going to call about, and.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, wait a minute. Okay, I'm going to give you a fishing update.
So let's hear it.
Fishing update. My boat is broke down, so I couldn't get out, so I don't have a report.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. I appreciate the update. Yep.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I have a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I needed a lift, and you provided it today. Very nice. We don't have any pre-recorded, you know, fake applause for you. So there's the real thing. All right, Don. See you, buddy. Thanks, Cap. Bye bye. There he goes. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And this is when the calls fall off because guys are in the woods, you know. It's legal shooting time, so nobody's listening to the radio unless you're late. Unless you're late. Or just, you know, sitting at home taking the day off. Maybe you're tagged out and listening, but you can still call in. Ladies and those of you who are still at home, please call in and get in the muzzleloader contest. We'd love to have you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Muzzleloader is being given away by CVA. CVA folks, BPI Guns is the headquarters. They make a lot of different things. They make muzzleloaders and centerfire firearms. They make Bergera barrels and claw gun straps. And I'll tell you what, I cannot wait to load up my new CVA LR with a 30-inch barrel It's LR stands for long range. Now, I'm not going to shoot a deer at 400 yards with it. Now, there's other ways to do that, but I do have a spot. If I get to that stand and I'm able to hunt that stand where the deer tend to show up anywhere from 80 to 150 to 190 yards. And I want to be able to, make that shot if I have to with a muzzle loader. We've got a place on the place down there called Stag Alley. And it seems to run between 175 and 195 yards in a shooting lane. The deer cross from one side to the other. And I witnessed that for myself. Two big deer have been taken down there in the last couple of years. I was on the farm when a youngster took one last year that was about 180, and it was a very nice stag. And so I saw one this year in muzzleloader season and couldn't get a shot at it, a big dominant 4-point stag that was just a monster. So, you know, we'll figure it out. And get that thing sighted in before we have to take it out there. So 410 WCBM 680 CVA, can't wait. I own 1, 2, 3. I own 4 or 5 CVA muzzle loaders. I've got 2 of the MRs, the mountain rifle. Jacob uses one of those, and he prefers that over anything else. So that'll be his one day. So. Yes, let's see. What else did I want to tell you about? Obey Country Bakery, you know, in Cambridge. They serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have the most delicious fresh-baked pastries and cookies and breads and especially donuts on the Eastern Shore. Enough for everyone in camp. When I'm on Route 50 heading to or from a deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery. And even friends like Chuck and Diane, his wife, stop at Bay Country on my recommendation every time they go to the beach, either going to or coming from, and bring home stuff from the bakery. You know, you can get a donut, a sandwich, a fresh cup of coffee when you're on your way to deer camp or whatever. You just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, grab a tasty lunch. David Gina Levy are your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about that big pink donut on the side of the building with the sprinkles. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You just might. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How you doing, girl? Birthday girl?
Good morning.
What's up?
I want to thank Captain Don for singing happy birthday last week.
Yep.
He doesn't know how much that meant to me. It was a thrill. I also want to say to you and Robin, this is your first anniversary.
Yeah.
So that first is so special because you get married and then you get through the realization that happened. But when, as a married couple, you have your first Christmas, your first New Year's Eve, your first, you know, all of that. And it's so special, that first one. So congratulations, you made one.
Yeah, we... Well, we're not there yet. It's, you know, Sunday's not here yet.
And, and then you mentioned that... Harrisburg.
Yes.
I had already thought about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I went last year.
Yeah, you did.
Everybody had been talking about it, you know, me and my curiosity. And I had such a good time. That was on my agenda this year.
Right.
Yeah, so they had a couple classes that I wanted to take next time I go. They had one on cooking from the wild. You know, how to cook things after you
cut
it and kill it and whatever.
Yep.
And then they had one I was interested in as I was riding by on that ride around thing.
Yep.
They had one guy from the fishing, and he was teaching you things about how not to hurt yourself and get your hands caught in the hooks and all.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So I said, I want to take that the next time.
Right.
So, yeah, I had already had making, you know, in my mind plans for that, you know.
I got it. Sure.
So I enjoyed the show. Sounds good this morning. I'm hearing a lot of hunting stories.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds so great.
I appreciate that.
But anyway, so I just wanted to touch base.
All right.
You know,
appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Happy
all that
anniversary, New Year's, all that good stuff. So, Oh, this one I got to tell you real quick.
All right.
You know, you inspired me last week.
Yep.
The stats were so good, you know, about physically.
Yeah.
You know, you inspire me. Well, my family's had about enough of it, because when you inspire me, this time I got after them. Because a family member said, you know, you give good advice, but you need to take some of your own advice.
Ooh.
I says, oh, excuse me. You know what I did yesterday?
Mm-mm.
I ordered a new Weight Watcher scale.
Oh, good for you.
We all are going to be scaling in on Monday morning.
Works for me.
And we're going to cut back what we eat, how much we eat, and how much sugar intake. So now they made fun of me about not taking my own advice, but because of you, they're all going to be on a strict watch.
All right.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Girl. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Butch and Denton. Good morning, Butch. How you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm hunting out of a deer barn now, and I'm shooting a Remington automatic. And once I shoot and that cell ejects it, is it going to hurt my blind, you know?
No, uh-uh, no.
You sure?
No. Yeah, what, you got 1187 or something like that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yep.
And that cell goes about 12 feet out, you know what I'm saying, when it ejects, and I thought maybe it hit inside my blind and go right through it.
No. You mean your ground blind?
Yes, uh-huh.
No, it's going to be a little warm to the touch, but it's not going to hurt your blind. Those blinds are a little bit tough. You know, I think it's kind of a canvas material.
Yeah. In the morning, it's like a little stiff.
Yeah, you know, they are.
They're cold.
Yeah, they are. Yep. So, but no, it won't bother it. It'll just bounce off of the side. So don't not take the shot because of that.
Okay, don't worry about that.
You know, yeah, and you know, you can always sew it back up or put a patch on it too. So, if, you know, don't hesitate. Just you know, I'm not going to look over to my right and go, wonder where that shell's going to hit if I shoot this deer. You know,
yeah,
that'd be the least of my worries.
But you don't know anybody went through it. The shell come out and one through one.
No, I've been in a goose blind and been smacked by them from time to time, or you know, but that's a little different story. You know, you just got to be careful. So,
alrighty.
And I probably pelted somebody in the past myself, because I shoot 1187. That shell comes out there and you know goes to the right. So
this is the first year I ever hunted off the ground with the blind, you know.
They're interesting to hunt out of, aren't they?
I tell you, I see turkeys next to me, foxes going all around.
Yeah,
really like it.
Once you're out there for a week or so, the animals get used to them. They don't even care, you know.
And then I was hunting from a deer stand the first day.
Right.
The fox come out.
Yep.
Between the ladder and the tree, right underneath me.
That's good, William. You must be exercising some scent-free hunting there, because usually, you know, they'll catch on to where you even walked. I've had foxes come up, and they'll start to come in a trail that I walked on, and they'll just stop, and they'll turn around and go the other way. They'll smelled where my boot has hit the ground.
Yeah.
So scent control is very important.
They come right down the trail where I walked, stop.
Yeah.
Looked all around and went right between my ladder and the tree.
That's pretty cool.
I could have stood on him, right on him, you know.
Yeah. No, don't do that. That's rude to the fox.
Yeah, yeah. Another interesting thing I've seen now on the first day, I've seen these doves flying around.
Right.
Just scaring them. And then about 30 yards out, is an eagle or a falcon, something just hit one of them.
I've been an eagle. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
That's really, really cool.
That's cool. That's cool to watch that. You know, one of the coolest things I ever saw with an eagle, and I've seen a couple eagles take a couple different ducks, one in Dorchester County, one in Queen Anne's County. Saw one take one right off a pond one time. That was pretty cool. But I was watching a little tiny sika deer, little fawn, and they were running up and down the power line. They were doing they were just having a great time. And an eagle soared over and kind of dropped down a little bit low, and that deer actually ducked. That deer kind of like, you know, kind of turned its head sideways and ducked, kind of kept its eye on the eagle, but gave a little crouch type of thing. It's kind of cool. So,
Wow, that was cool.
Yeah, they didn't. I mean, the eagle didn't make an attempt on it, but it was just cool to watch that interaction. So,
but that made my day of hunting, just seeing that eagle come down. I mean, the hawk come down.
Yeah.
That fox underneath my deer stand.
We were in a turkey blind one day, and the guys across the field texted over and said a red-tailed hawk just come down and hit their turkey decoy.
Good, good.
How about that? So. All right, man. Got to go. Right. Thanks, Butch. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Pat in Westminster. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. Great show. I've never heard so many funny stories in my life.
It's pretty good ones, huh?
Unbelievable.
Yep. What's up?
And you could do me a big favor if I signed up for the gun. You would advertise. I can't walk too good right now. I got a new right knee, and they're getting ready. I can't walk from my left one. I need a new left knee.
Got it.
I'm selling. I don't go fishing much anymore because I can't move, and we're hunting.
Got it.
But I'm selling a lot of fishing lures. I've got, and they're all in great shape. There's 250 of them. They're three large boxes full.
Okay.
And I got about four or five small boxes. It's the accumulation of about 60 years.
I'm gonna connect you with Tackle Box Tim.
Tackle Box Tim, that's great.
Okay.
And I'll take any offer, just about.
I got it. Well, Pat, we've got your number, right? Ron's got your number.
Yes, he does.
Okay, we'll connect you with Tackle Box. How's that sound?
Thanks a million, buddy. And listen, great joke, and good luck to you. And I hope everybody stays safe this season.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. 60-year accumulation. There's got to be some classics in there, that's for sure. So, all right. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. I'll tell you about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors. Right there on Route 50 East, say it with me, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. That's right, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They offer everything that you could need, want, or imagine for any type of hunting. Waterfowl season comes in Friday. They've got the calls. It largest selection of calls in the area, waterfowl calls, all major brands, decoys, the steel shot, the gear, the camo, hips, boots, and waders, the large selection of clothing as well by like Banded. You know, Banded is the waterfowl hunting newest thing out there. The scent lock apparel for the deer hunters. Waterfowl picking services, by the way, in case you happen to be successful and get a couple of geese or get those ducks, they can pick them for you and get them ready for the pot. Raven, Excalibur, 10-point crossbows, and more. Remington firearms, Thompson Center and CVA muzzle loaders. Everything and anything for hunting and fishing right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Their professional staff are very friendly. They'll help you with your selection. Remember, Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B, Dominion Road, off Route 50, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes. Even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I guess we're back. Hey, holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under and auto loader shotguns. Save $75 on pump shotguns, centerfire rifles, all rimfire rifles and pistols. Save $50 on centerfire pistols, all from Browning. Holiday savings on Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway exit number 9. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Let's talk to Mike in Georgia. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing,
I'm
Alan?
Doing well. You're in the state of Georgia?
Yeah, I live in Georgia, but I came from Maryland and had to leave Maryland because of all the crazy stuff.
No kidding. I can't imagine what you're talking about.
Yeah, I want to share a story with you. My
Please.
Granddaughter, 13.
Okay.
Of course, you know, she completed her hunter safety course about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Went out hunting with her stepfather the first time and got her first deer.
Now, is this in Georgia or is this in Maryland?
No, it's in Maryland.
In Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would you be able to get me a picture and a little bit of a story, you know, like her age and her county and that type of thing? And
yeah,
you know,
I could probably do that. I could probably get a picture to you.
That'd be great. It's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. If you go on the website, all the contact information's there, ellisoutdoors.com. But my last name, Ellis, at ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with it.
All right, good.
Yeah, I just thought I want to share that with you real quick.
Now, she's how old?
13.
And she got a nice deer, huh?
Yeah, well, she got a doe.
Well, that's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with a doe.
Yeah, it's her first deer.
Yeah.
My stepfather said she was sitting there playing, getting bored, playing with acorns.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she said the deer was jumping, and she just nailed it, and it went down on the first shot.
Nothing wrong with that.
She didn't have to track it. She didn't have to track it.
Oh, that's great when that happens. You know, that's what happened to my grandson with his first one. Yeah.
I think it's the luck of the youth.
I think you're probably right. I think you're absolutely right. But, we were sitting there, and Jacob was sleeping. He was sleeping. And the deer walked in, and I bumped him, and I said, "There's your deer. It's a buck. Get ready. You know, and he's like, duh. And he woke up, and I said, "Yeah, get on him, you know, just take it easy." And I said, "You know where to shoot him?" And he goes, "Yep." And we had that lesson, you know, the day before. I said, "Here's a deer," you know, online. I said, "Here's a deer. Here's what you aim for. You try to put a bullet in the soccer ball, and here's the soccer ball right behind the front shoulder. You know, anywhere from here to here, but this is the perfect spot right in the center of the soccer ball." And he shot the deer and it never moved. It just boom, done. You know,
right.
nice big 6 points. So.
Well, at least they enticed her excitement because we asked her. Yeah, you know, if you want to ever go, you know, want to go again, she goes, "Oh yeah, I'll go again."
Oh yeah, good. That's good. Yeah, once somebody gets into it, they usually really like it. If they're tentative at first and they're forced to shoot an animal, and they don't like it, you've lost them. You know?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, the thing is, you want them to be successful because you want them to be successful, but they have to want to be successful. And if they can't pull the trigger, they can't pull the trigger. Let it go. That's what I was concerned about, you know. Jake's first time in the stand with me, you know, we didn't see anything. And he shot my muzzleloader, and he scoped himself in the forehead with it. And he turned around, and I said, "Are you all right?" He goes, "Uh-huh." I said, "What happened?" He goes, "I'm good." And I looked, and I saw a little circle above his brow, and I went, "Oh, man, his mother's going to kill me. I'm going to take him home with two black eyes." But it never happened, and then everybody was fine. Second time, you know, he hadn't had a license, and I said, "I got to shoot a deer, see how he reacts." So I was able to take one with a muzzle loader, and he walked right through the whole process. He still doesn't like the field dressing process at all. He doesn't like that one bit. But
I don't think my granddaughter did that part of it.
Right. Yeah. So, but you know, hey, it is what it is. So.
It's a good thing.
It is. All right, buddy.
All righty.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. What part of Georgia?
Alonia, Georgia. It's on the southeast coast.
Alonia. Sounds good. Sounds like good fishing.
Oh, yeah. It's really good fishing.
Mm.
Not right now, though. It's
no. Yeah. Are you getting snow this weekend?
No. It's staying up North Carolina.
Going to be a little north of you. Got it.
Yeah,
all right, Mike.
North of us.
Hey, look.
All righty.
Give me that picture. I appreciate it.
Okay. We will.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. That goes for anybody. You got a youth hunter out there, or you yourself, if you're taking a nice deer, or, you know, you get a couple of geese or something and you want your picture published in a magazine, we'll be glad to do that. If you get a nice buck, go on bucks-bears-stags.com website and take a look and, you know, get in touch with us, bbs@bucksbearsstags.com or score@bucksbearsstags.com. You can fill out a form and send us a picture. We've got a picture the other day. It was on our Facebook page. Kevin Robeson from up in Western Maryland shot a deer in 1995, 1997. And beautiful buck. Probably the biggest buck taken in Allegheny County ever. You know, and we're just pleased to put all those in our record book. We're working on that, for a 2019 launch date on our record book. And so I was at the meeting for the National Outdoor Show in Cambridge, the other night, Thursday night, met with their board. Bucks, Bears, and Stags will be measuring primarily in that area, Sitka deer, but, you know, there's some nice whitetails in Dorchester and some black bears from anywhere and everywhere. If you want to bring your head, we'll be there at the National Outdoor Show, and we'll be promoting that and more about that as we go. That's the last Saturday. Yeah, last Friday and Saturday in February, 22nd and 23rd, I believe, this year. We'll be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society dinner and benefit, and that is... first, I don't know, let me look here. We don't have all this quite. March 9th will be that event in Glen Burnie for the Bow Hunter Society benefit. We'll be measuring deer there as well. So if you know, you get a nice deer, and it's we've got a lot. We've got a lot going on. So we're just very, very excited about the Bucks, Bears, Stags event. And that enterprise. So, 410 WCBM 680. We have time for one more call. We're done with all our commercial breaks, so you know we're good with that. And we'll be waiting for one more call here to get you in the contest. Maybe two if we have time to do that. If not, well, we'll just keep talking. You know, the General Assembly's coming up here in January. And, of course, the folks, the lawmakers, are not all pro-hunting. As a matter of fact, out of 188 lawmakers, we probably have, oh, I don't know, hold up one hand. Count the fingers. Now take one away. That's about how many members of the General Assembly actually hunt. You know, it's amazing. It's miraculous that we're able to maintain hunting here in the state of Maryland, especially with the Humane Society of the United States, the largest anti-hunting organization in the world, right here in Montgomery County in Maryland, and the political climate. You got to understand that we have a Republican governor, but we have majorities of Democrats in the House and in the Senate. And, you know, they don't always see eye to eye, do they? Well, the Hunting Coalition, Maryland Hunting Coalition, always has its impact. We have some legislative initiatives for this year. If you go online to MarylandHuntingCoalition.org, you'll see under the news page the summary of our hunting summit where we met in September. We had the wildlife director there. We had representatives from all across the hunting community, and we talked about various issues. We talked about funding for DNR. We talked about the fact that the resources for DNR stretch so thin. We also talked about the fact that, you know, I mentioned it previously that the deer management permits, the crop damage permit program, is administered by the Department of Natural Resources, as it should be, but it's funded with hunting license dollars. In other words, about $5 or $6 every hunting license goes to manage farmers killing deer on their crops 365 days a year, okay? So we've tried to have our influence on the health of the deer herd. We've tried to have our influence on poaching. We've tried to have our influence on different things that come up that are favorable to hunters. That's what we're all about, is the advocate for the hunting community. We have a full-time lobbyist, and we're at the end of the year, and we're also at the end of the money. So if you take a look at the website and you can make a contribution, that would be great. If you're not a member, join for free, and you'll be getting a newsletter here. Just go on the website and join. You'll be getting a newsletter here in the next few days. We're going to be announcing a new raffle. new fundraiser raffle for a Raven crossbow. And you'll have to wait till you'll see that, get the newsletter, or see it on the website, and I'll announce it here. We've got our fundraiser coming up on March 23rd in Westminster. That'll be on the website here soon. You'll be able to get your tickets in advance for that. And then also Blaze and Camo Day, which is a hunter's rally in Annapolis. That's coming up on February 7th. It's a Thursday. We have a rally of hunters in Annapolis. We get people from all over the state show up. And this year it's not at Lawyers Mall, which is under construction, but it's right up the street, half a block at the House of Delegates in the area there. We'll meet with lawmakers as they go back and forth to the buildings. The last 3 years, the governor's been on hand to meet with us. And, you know, we get the chance to meet and greet the governor and the politicians in your area, and you get to talk to your own representative. You may never see him another time, but, you know, we share our orange hats with him and that type of thing. So there we go. Blazing Camo Day, February 7th. Fran and Chuck and others have been there that listen to this show. Our directors usually show up, a couple of them, and we'll be having that day February 7th. And all that's going to be on the website here in the next 2 weeks. We'll have that all done, and you'll be able to see all that and participate in all that. So mark your calendars for February 7th, the Hunters Rally in Annapolis, and March 23rd, which is Merrill Hunting Coalition Dinner and Benefit, and that's coming up March 23rd at Martin's in Westminster. So there you go, a little bit of information for you. And we are the only organization that is grassroots, is local, and is exclusively for Maryland here. And you know, the conservation organizations, for the most part, support our efforts because they are charities and they don't have a lobbying arm on the local level. They do on a national level, but not here in Maryland, not locally. But, you know, we have done our best for this. This is our fifth year, our fifth General Assembly, our fifth benefit, our fifth Hunters Rally. So 5 years. And we are the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So there we go. We don't have any phone calls, so, you know, we're about to run out of time. I'm getting a signal here that the music is about to begin. And so we'll let you with that, and we will let you with a couple of comments here. That was loud. That it is, you know, the muzzleloader season starts next Saturday. The waterfowl season, the goose season starts again on Friday. So we just want to make sure if you're out there today or anytime this weekend or anytime this coming week, please be careful out there. You know, obey all your safety laws. You know, wear your safety strap if you're in a tree stand bow hunting or even gun hunting or muzzleloader hunting. And I just want to tell you, get out, stay out, and especially be safe.